The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that very time, there were some present who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Jesus asked them, "Do you think that because the Galileans suffered in this way, they were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Are those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. And I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Come on up. I've got a riddle for you today. There's a few more coming. And we'll make it work either way. Here we go. Have a seat for a minute. Good morning. Okay, so the riddle goes like this. What is red and yellow, or green and yellow, and it begins its life way up high, but when it gets old, it ends up on the ground? Got any ideas? Green and yellow, or red and yellow, and it starts up high, but it ends up on the ground. Any ideas out there? A leaf. Well, close. An apple. It's an apple. It can be red or yellow or green and yellow. It can start green and turn yellow and green or start turn red. And it starts up high in the tree as a blossom, and then it becomes an apple and it grows. And then when it gets old, it falls to the ground. Okay? Well, in today's lesson, we have a story about a man who has a garden. So guess what? We're going to make a garden. Okay? So you two stand up there. And I'm going to have you two guys help me, too. You stand up over there, too. All right? And the story goes like this. The man has a garden, and he has some very nice trees on it. Okay? Matter of fact, some of them are doing very, very well. So put your hands up like a tree. And you're starting to bear fruit. Okay? Matter of fact, we'll give you a lot of fruit. Okay? All right? And we'll give you some. And we'll give you some. But unfortunately, there's one on the end who is kind of growing, but he doesn't have any fruit. Now, if you were the master of the garden, you owned it, what would you do with that tree? You'd cut it down. Exactly. This is not doing anything, right? So the master comes and says, let's cut that thing down. But the gardener says, no, I want to keep that tree, and we're going to give it one more year, and I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to give it special care and special help. And guess what happened? Next year, it has fruit too. Now, is that tree any different from these trees? Well, it's the same tree, though, right? It's just that it didn't bear fruit. That's what God does with us. He doesn't care who we are. He treats us all the same. And if we're not doing too well, then he gives us that special care and love so that we can bear fruit. Now, the only thing he asks is one very important part, that we respond to that loving care. That we take that loving care and then we do grow. That's what makes it special. And the one thing that we have to do that is called repentance. Now, repentance is more than just saying, I'm sorry. It's easy to say, I'm sorry, and then go back and do the same thing. Repent actually means something special. It means to turn away from or turn around from. So it means to turn away from sin, not just say you're sorry. So guess what? If you want, you get to keep your apples. All I ask is you don't eat it here. We don't need apple pieces all over the church. But you can take them, and then also maybe today, since you have two of them, put one by your bed and remind yourself of that one sin that started it all in the garden with an apple. And remember that you need to take God's loving care and turn away from sin. Okay? So let's pray real quick. You can put your arms down. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your loving care and for treating us all as special. Help us to respond to that wonderful gift of grace and love, and help us to learn to turn away from sin. We ask these things in your name. Amen. If you want your apples, take them. If not, put them back in the bag. Okay? And have a good day.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson today starts off with two disasters. Pilate had sent soldiers, the Roman soldiers, up to Galilee to put down maybe an insurrection, or maybe people were rioting, or maybe they were just protesting, or maybe they were just grumbling. But Pilate sent the soldiers up there, and they slaughtered many of the Galileans. The other disaster was that a tower from Siloam collapsed. We don't know why, whether it was in a storm or just poor building materials or the design of the building, we don't know. But it collapsed, and that also killed a number of people. We have disasters in our world. It seems like every day there's a new disaster that has happened. You know, some of those are man-made, such as the wars going on in Ukraine with Russia, and then also, too, all the strife that is there in Palestine. But then also, too, there are more natural disasters. And maybe you can do some finger-pointing on this as well then, too, but there a lot of these things are not necessarily anybody's fault. And that's maybe the fires in California that had been burning, burned many homes, many businesses, people were injured, animals were burned, or even here in Texas, the fires that have been burning over the last few weeks here as well. And again, too, I mean, throughout the year, you get hurricanes, you get tornadoes, you get flooding, you get drought, all the natural disasters that happen in this world. And many times, people are injured, are killed. So, Jesus asked the question, are those who are killed in these disasters, whether man-made or whether natural disasters, are they worse sinners than we are? And he says no. Jesus answers his own question. He says no. And that's true, because we are not any worse, or they're not any worse sinners than we are. Because we're all sinners. That's just the situation that we are here in this life. We are not perfect. Since the fall, we have been born into sin, and so we are sinners. And because we are sinners, we deserve death. Now, talk about that for just a minute. God created us. God created us with life. He created life. God is life. And without God, there is no life. And so, whether we recognize God or not, our life still comes from God. And the thing is, though, you can live to be 100 years old, but die at age 16 or 50, 65, 70. You could die at any age inside because you are cutting God off. Maybe it's a slow death of just kind of drifting away. Maybe you came to church Sunday school as a kid, but after growing up a bit, well, you just kind of drifted away. Or maybe you stayed for a little while, but it just got out of the habit of coming to church. Or maybe you just don't want to read your Bible anymore. Get out of the habit of doing that. Or you say, well, I can't make it to church. I still believe in you, God, but I still can't come to worship. I can't give you praise because my life is too busy. Or maybe you just say, God, I'm angry at you for what you did to, however, affected my life. People get angry at God. And that's all right as long as we deal with it. But many people just do not deal with it in a good way. And then there's other people who just refuse to believe. We kick God out of our lives, and when we reject God, we are also rejecting life. The life within us dies. And so it's not so much that God brings death upon us, it's that we bring death upon ourselves. Because we have rejected God, we have rejected life. But God gives us a way out, or he brings a way out. John 3:16 and 17 says, for God so gave his only begotten Son that all who believe in him may not perish but have eternal life. He did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world may live through him. We have life because of Jesus Christ. Here in this time of Lent, it's a time to prepare for that great event of salvation, of that cross and the resurrection. This morning, as we began our service, we went through those Ten Commandments. And as we look at those Ten Commandments, we remember, well, I didn't do so good this week. And if you read through Martin Luther's small catechism with the Ten Commandments, it explains them, and usually, and with the Ten Commandments, which each one of them, there's a negative part of the commandment which says, you shalt not keep from doing this, the very law. But then there's also a positive aspect of how you can keep the law. And so Martin Luther's little catechism is very helpful in that way, in going through that and looking at your life and what you need to do. Or how to have a better life, how to live a more productive and worthy life that God has given to us. God has sent his Son to save us, and we are not lost. And we have that life to live. So what do we do with that life? How do we use that life as we continue on in this world? You know, the thing about Jesus Christ saving us, it's not only about after we die. Of course, that promise is there that we will live with God forever. But at the same time, that resurrection deals with us today. We have that life in Christ today. So what do we do with that life? If we say, God, I'm just too busy to live that life for you. I've got too many things going on. Or God, I just don't want to right now. Or I'm angry at you. Or it just fall by the wayside, or if we just live an unproductive life, we're saying, God, I don't value this life. But God gives us a way to live a productive life, to live a faithful life. Christ says, come and follow me. Come and be with me. This time of Lent is a time to stop and to think, to reflect upon our lives and how we are to turn around, because every single one of us, in one way or the other, can do better. Because none of us is perfect. We can always do better in our lives and be more faithful to God. And so we use this time during Lent to reflect on how can we become better Christians? How better can we follow Christ? How more faithfully can we serve God and serve one another? But it comes to that point of admitting that, yes, I do need help in my life. Yes, I have made mistakes in my life. And yes, I can do better. There was an old Peanuts cartoon, and in the first frame was little Lucy. And she was bawling her eyes out and just screaming at her mom, Mom, you promised that I could have a party. And now you tell me I cannot have my party. And it goes on for a couple of frames in that way, and then Linus appears, and he says to Lucy, come over here. Maybe you're approaching this wrong. What if you told Mom, you are right. I have not been very good lately. I am sorry for those things that I did, and I deserve not to have my party. So in the next frame, Lucy's thinking about it. In the next frame, she's even practicing that speech. In the next frame, she thinks about it a little bit more. And the last frame, she just throws up her hands and says, I'd rather die. And I think that's where a lot of people are. It's too hard. I don't want to do this. I want to serve myself. I want to do things for myself. The things that I want to do. I don't want to give my stuff away to somebody else. My life is going well right now. I don't need God in it. I don't have tragedies, so I'll do okay. But when we start doing that, we are not living the life that God has given to us. And we say, I would rather die. But God gives us hope through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He shows us what life truly is and how to live it out. Jesus told that parable of the fig tree. That, you know, we'll give it one more chance to bear fruit. And that's what God gives us. He gives us that grace, that mercy, to have another chance to bear fruit, to live a productive life for Jesus Christ. God offers hope, and God grants us life. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.